The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Samach Gimel. Mari here discusses the halachas of a man, a husband or a wife that are married or meiredes. They are not interested in fulfilling their obligations or of being married. And the Mishnah here says, the Gemara says that the later on, the Samach Talon brings a Maimer of Ratui Bar Kisna, Omar Shmuel, Kaisen Nigeris Merit al Arusa, and Kaisen Nigeris Merit al Shemeris Yob. That even though the halacha is that there is a halacha that a Arusa is considered a Meirid, that if the husband and wife are not married yet, so they're still considered a Meirid or a Meiredes, in a circumstance where they are not willing to get married, he's not willing to be the nisuin and do what he's supposed to do. So, but however, we find that by shemeres yavam, we do not force the person, we do not force them to perform the mitzvah yivam. The Gemara says the case is that even though he is not willing to marry her, he's not willing to complete the marriage and perform the nisuin. The Gemara says the reason why we force them to is because she has a taina. Bomak mas taino, she has an argument that she says v'inin chutra liyod umar l'kura, that she wants someone to take care of her, she wants to have children. And even though the halacha is that a woman does not have the mitzvah of piri v'rivya, she doesn't have a mitzvah to have children, but if her argument is that she wants to have children to take care of her when she gets old, so that we consider a valid argument, and therefore we will force him to marry her. And we will do these things, the add money onto his ksuba, so he will be induced to actually marry her. However, the Gemara says that by Shemeres Yavam, when somebody has to do Yivam, and he's not willing to perform Yivam, even if she comes with this argument that she needs Chutra Liyad, Mar L'Kavura, the Gemara says that we do not listen to her. We do not listen to her argument. And the Gemara explains, the Gemara asks, why is that so? Why is it that an Arusa has an argument, but a Shemeres Yavam doesn't have the same argument, that she wants to have children, and therefore he should perform Yivam? So the Gemara says that it really depends what she wants. If she wants them to perform Chalitza, or if she wants to perform Yivam, because the halacha is that when the Ish is a Shemeres Yavam, either the husband could do Yivam, or the husband could do Chalitza. So the Gemara says that it depends. When it comes to the mitzvah of Yibum, since Bizman has a Litzlachat Chil, we're not supposed to do Yibum. So the Gemara says that if she comes with the argument that he should do Yibum, we don't listen to her. But if he comes with the argument to do Chalitza, then we will listen to her. Then the Gemara says another Teretz. The Gemara says that even it could be that both Brises that say, one Brises that says that we do force them, Brises don't force them, are both talking about Yibum, and one is going according to the Mishnah Rishayna. The original halach, originally when the Chacham still said that was a mitzvah to perform Yibum, and one is a Mishnah Achrayin of Bizman Hazeh, where we say people don't have the correct kavanah, the proper kavanah to perform the mitzvah of Yibum, therefore we do not force them to perform the mitzvah of Yibum. From the Pashas HaGemara would seem that the only time somebody has an argument to force the Yavam, to force the Yavam to actually perform Yibum or Chalitza, is only in a circumstance where she has a argument, not that her argument is that you have to do Yibum, you have to Chalitza, you have an obligation. Her argument is that she wants to have children, and she's stuck so long as he doesn't do Yibum and he doesn't do Chalitza, so she's stuck, she can't marry anybody else, and he doesn't want to marry her. So therefore, she says that he should do something, he should do either Yibum or do Chalitza, in order to get her out of this predicament. So, the question is, we find also a Gemara in Yevamos, on the Aflamet Tes, the Gemara says that when it comes to the mitzvah of Yibum, so if it's possible any one of the brothers of the dead husband could perform Yibum, so we say we go to each one, each brother, we start from the oldest and we go down to the youngest, and we ask them if they want to do Yibum. If none of them want to do Yibum, so then we go back to the oldest one and we force them, the Gemara says Kaifin, we force them to perform the mitzvah of Yibum. And the Gemara over there seems to imply that you force him in any event. It doesn't make a difference what the Shemeres Yavam says. The Shemeres Yavam has a taina that she wants to have children, or she doesn't have a taina. Whether she has a taina or she doesn't have a taina, it's irrelevant. The halacha is that you will actually force her to perform, force the husband to do Yibum. Now, why would we force the husband to do Yibum if she doesn't have an argument? So, Pasha Pshat is, the Gemara later on, in the Masechta on Daf Tivav, says clearly, that by all mitzvahs the same in a Torah, the halacha is, if somebody does not wish, it does not have any intention of performing the mitzvah, the Gemara says, Makin Oisai, we hit him, and you continue to hit him, even if he doesn't want to give in and perform the mitzvah, at Shetetzi Nafshe, the halacha is, the Gemara says over there, if somebody doesn't want to make a sukkah or a lulav, any mitzvah say, the halacha is, that on mitzvah say, there is a kfiyo, we force the person to perform the mitzvah. Machlokes achronim, who has this chiyuv to force the person? Is the chiyuv only on a bezdin, or is the chiyuv on any person, anybody who sees his friend who is not performing a mitzvah? Does he have a right? Does he have an obligation, or could be it's not an obligation? Could be he's allowed to force him and start hitting him, and coercing him and do all sorts of things to pressure him in order to actually perform the mitzvah. We see from that Gemara that something which is a mitzvah haseh, the halacha is makenoisa chetetzi nafsha. So therefore, we can understand that there's a mitzvah in the Torah to perform yibum. Actually, the Rishonim count two mitzvahs: there's a mitzvah of yibum and there's a mitzvah of chalitza. Whichever one you do, you're mekayim a mitzvah. So the halacha is that if there's a mitzvah of yibum, we should say makenoisa chetetzi nafsha. It's irrelevant what the isha herself. Claims, which is whether she wants to, whether she doesn't want to. That's not the issue. Whether she has an argument or whether she doesn't have a valid argument. Either way, since there's a mitzvah to perform yibum, you would say that the makanoid that she takes in afshay, and that would be the simple reading of the Gemara in Yivamos. However, the problem is that the Gemara over here by us seems to imply not like that. The Gemara over here says that the only time you would actually use some sort of coercion to force the husband to the yavam to perform yivam is only when she has a valid argument. So it seems that even though the rule is makenoisa chetetzei nafshei, but it would seem that yivam is in some way different. In fact, the Ramah in Evan Ezra in Siman Kuf Samachay Sifal brings the name of Truma Sadeshin, Halacha Lamaisa, that we do not force the Yavam to perform the mitzvah of Yibum unless she has a taina, unless she has an argument, some sort of value, whether it's argument of the Gemara, whether it's a different argument, she needs to have certain claim on the Yavam in order to force him to perform the mitzvah of Yibum. However, not everyone agrees with this Ramah. Actually, the Beis Yosef over there does bring that he found some Rishonim, and it's actually found in the Chuvim Ram Rutenberg in Chelek Gimel Siman Reish of Dalet, that says that the mitzvah asay of Yibum requires a person to perform the mitzvah, and therefore Bezdin has the right to force somebody in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Yibum, and it has nothing to do with the halach, whether she has a tiny, whether she doesn't have a tiny. Now, how do we understand and how do we explain this contradiction between the two Gemaras? So there are basically two mahalchim, two ways, two different approaches to understand exactly what's going on over here. The Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan in his Tshuvas Ein Yitzchak in Chelik Beis Evan Ezer Simen Samach Beis, there's a long tshuva about how we understand the mitzvah of Yibum and the mitzvah of Chalitza. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan says that it's a fundamental question of Yibum and Chalitza. What's the halacha if nobody's interested? What's the halacha if you have husband and wife who never had children and they were married for a long time, and then the husband died and the wife is 80 years old and now the husband has a brother? Obviously she's not in a situation where she could have any more children and she's not interested in getting remarried, so she doesn't care. And the husband's brother also doesn't care. Nobody wants to do, even though he wants to do chalitza. They live halfway across the world. Is there any inyan? Is there any chiyuv? Is there an obligation to get them together in a room and have the husband either perform yibum or perform chalitza? Is there such a chiyuv or not? The hainu, is the mitzvah of yibum a chiyuv and the mitzvah of chalitza a chiyuv, or is it just somewhat of a mitzvah? It's not an obligation. If you're interested in getting married, so then either you have to marry her or you have to do chalitza and enable to marry somebody else. Otherwise, if you're not interested, if no one's interested, so then goodbye. It's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah like shaking lulav, that whether you're interested or not, either way, the first day of sukkahs, you have to pick up a lulav and shake it. Or do we say no? Do we say that the mitzvah of yibum and chalitza is taka achiv, and a person has an obligation, and we should make sure to to have a situation where it's possible to for the person, should try, and in fact, if it's a chiyuv, person would be obligated to spend a certain amount of money in order to enable himself to fulfill this mitzvah. So Rabbi Yitzchok Chanan writes over there, Chiddush, he says that there is a difference in this respect between Yibum and Chalitza. The mitzvah of Yibum, he says, is a chiyuv. If there would just be a mitzvah of Yibum, Yibum would be a chiyuv. A person has an obligation to perform the mitzvah of Yibum. And in fact, the Mishnah in the Chayre says, and the Gemara says in Yivamis, that if someone has a choice, and he has two equal choices, should he do Yibum or Chalitza, the halacha is that the mitzvah of Yibum comes first. The person is supposed to do Yibum before he does Chalitza. If he can't do Yibum, or for whatever reason, he doesn't want to do Yibum, so then, at least do Chalitza, the Mishnah says. But the mitzvah of Yibum kaidemes, the mitzvah is Chalitza. So Rabbi Yitzchok Chanan learns that the mitzvah of Yibum is a chiyuv. However, if, for whatever reason, for whatever situation, there would not be it would not be applicable to perform the mitzvah of Yibum, then all I have left is the mitzvah of Chalitza. Says Rabbi Yitzchok Chanan, the mitzvah of Chalitza is not a chiyuv. And the mitzvah chalitza is just a heter. The mitzvah chalitza, there's absolutely no chiyuv to do chalitza, only if they're interested in getting married. The woman wants to get remarried, so therefore she requires the chalitza first in order to go ahead and marry somebody else. But if she's not interested, she has no interest in getting remarried, and she says so, then there is absolutely no reason to enable oneself, to put oneself in a situation where he will be able to perform the chalitza. Therefore, says Rabbi Yitzchok Chanan, that when do we say that there is a kfir, there's a mitzvah saseh, and we say there's a makan oisei achetetzi nafshi, that's only when you have a mitzvah that a person is obligated to do. If a person has a mitzvah to shake lulav, if a person has a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah, and you can't decide, I'm not sitting in the sukkah today. You can't say, I'm not shaking lulav today. You have a mitzvah, you have a chiyuv, you have to be mekayim the mitzvah of lulav. So therefore, if he doesn't wish to perform the mitzvah of lulav, the Gemara says, that we hit him and we coerce him, we pressure him, we force him until he, in actuality, is ready to perform the mitzvah. So says Rabbi Yitzchok Chanan, the mitzvah of Yibum is similar to that, because the mitzvah of Yibum is a chiyuv. So therefore, when we were discussing in a situation where it's applicable to perform the mitzvah of Yibum, so we ask all of the brothers if they're ready to perform Yibum. If none of them are willing to perform the mitzvah, the Gemara in Yivam says that we force the oldest brother, we start with the oldest one, and we force him to perform the mitzvah of Yibum. However, the Gemara over here, by Yosin Subis, the Gemara is discussing a case of a Mishnah Achroina. The Gemara is discussing Bizman Hazeh, where the Chacham decided it's better not to perform the mitzvah of Yibum. The Chacham were mevatel the mitzvah of Yibum al kapanam lechatchil, and said since people do not have the proper kavanah, so therefore do not do the mitzvah of Yibum. So now, what is this woman's right? What is the Shemeres Yavim's right to force? How could we go ahead and force the husband to perform the mitzvah of chalitza, the yavim to perform the mitzvah of chalitza? He can't say makinoisei achetetzei nafshei and say you have to hit him because he has a chiyuv to perform chalitza. It's not true, because the mitzvah of chalitza is only a heter. So Yitzchok Chanan says there are certain mitzvahs the Rishonim count, like the mitzvah of shechita. There's no mitzvah to go around taking animals and shech them, and still the Rishonim count, the Rambam counts shechita as a mitzvah. What he means is that if you're hungry and you want to eat meat, then you have to shech. So therefore, we can count it as a mitzvah. So too over here, the Yitzchok Chanan explains the mitzvah chalitza is a heter. If you want to get married, so then you have to do chalitza first. However, you can't tell me that I'm going to force the husband to do chalitza. He doesn't have to. Only if somebody wants to, then you can have and he can come with an objection. Why aren't you performing the chalitza? Therefore, the Gemara over here says that if the isha, if the shemeres yavim comes and says that she wants to get married, she wants because she wants to have children, and she has a valid argument why she wants to get married. So therefore, we will then in such a case we will force the yavim to perform the mitzvah chalitza. But otherwise, we don't say that. Otherwise, we would say, leave it alone, and there's absolutely no chiyuv to perform the mitzvah of chalitza. This is one mahalach I don't understand why there's no makan oisei achetetzei nafshei bechalitza. The other option, the other way we can understand why Yibum would not have Yibum mechalitza would not have makan oisei, this halacha, makan oisei achetetzei nafshei, is based on a minchas chinuch. Minchas Chinuch says that we find certain mitzvahs where even though the mitzvahs themselves are a chiyuv, a person is obligated to perform them. However, the Torah gave a person choice of which mitzvah, one of two mitzvahs that he can do. when it comes to the mitzvah of Yibam Chalitza, even if we say Nalika Bitzchachonim, and we understand that Yibam is a Chiyuv and Chalitza is also a Chiyuv, and therefore we're going to expect the, maybe even force the person to fly across the world in order to perform the mitzvah of Chalitza. However, at the end of the day, there are two separate mitzvahs here. There's a mitzvah of Yibam and there's a mitzvah of Chalitza. And the mitzvah of Yibam and Chalitza are two distinct mitzvahs, and they're counted as two mitzvahs in the Rishonim. Similarly, we find there's a mitzvah in the Torah that if somebody has a donkey, a chamor, and gives birth to a bechor, so that requires a person to do a pidyon petach chamor. He's supposed to take a sheep, a set, and be mechal, be poideh, use that sheep to be poideh the kedusha, whatever kedusha is on the chamor, and give the sheep to the kohen. And that is the mitzvah of pidyon petach chamor. The Torah says if somebody does not want to perform the mitzvah of pidyon petach chamor, if in loy sifteh, the Torah says va'araftoi. The person then has a second mitzvah, a mitzvah to take the chamor, the bechor, and break its neck. And basically, the Torah says, even though the implication of the Torah is that it's better, it's more l'chatchila for a person to do pidyon petach chamor and be poided and give it to the kohen, still, there are two separate mitzvahs. And the Rishonim and the Rambam also count this as two separate mitzvahs in the minyan and sefer mitzvahs. And we say there's one mitzvah of pidyon petach chamor, and there's another mitzvah of arif, of breaking the neck of the petach chamor. Therefore, says the Minchas Chinuch in the mitzvah of Beis, at the end of Eischot Beis, Minchas Chinuch says that when it comes to a mitzvah or mitzvahs, when a person really has a choice, there's no one mitzvah that a person is obligated to do. But he has an obligation to do one out of two mitzvahs. So if he says, you're going to come and force him and say, okay, we're going to force you now to do the mitzvah of Pidyon Petach Chamor, he can say, I don't want to do Pidyon Petach Chamor. I want to do Arifa. I want to break the neck. And if he's willing to go do the Arifa of the Chamor, so then we cannot force him to do the first mitzvah. And then we're going to come and force him and say, oh, you said you're going to do Arifa, so now we're going to force you to break the neck of the Chamor. Says the Minchas Chinuch, no, you can't force him because he can say, I want to do Pidyon. Now, if he says, I don't want to do pidyon, I don't want to do arifa, I'm not willing to do anything. So, in such a situation, you have to know whether Bezdin would be allowed to say, well, this rule of makanoik that achatetin avsha would apply. Individually, if I look at each mitzvah individually, you cannot come and say, I'm going to force you to perform the mitzvah, even though you have a chiyuv, because there's always a loophole, there's always a way out. So therefore, says in Chassinus, and this would be a type of mitzvah where you wouldn't be able, the rule of makanoi that takes the nafshi wouldn't apply because the person always has a way out. So in such a case, the person always has a way out, therefore, for technical reasons, this halacha would not apply. Makanoi that takes the nafshi. Now, if you say like that, we understand by Yibam and Chalitza also this way. Why the Gemara explains that over here, when it comes to Yibam and Chalitza, the only time you can come and force the Yavam to perform Yibam and Chalitza is in a situation where she has an argument on him and she says she wants to get married. Because if she doesn't have an argument and you want to come and force him because of the rule of Makanoisoi, Achitaitsei Napshoi, that wouldn't be able to work because Makanoisoi Taitsei, you should say, force him to Yibum, he's going to do Chalitza. Force him to Chalitza, he's going to do Yibum. So since there are two distinct mitzvahs, you cannot come and force a person and say, either do one of two mitzvahs. You have to force him on a specific mitzvah. So therefore we'll say that we understand the Gemara. The Gemara says you can only force him if you have a proper taino.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.